said Chicago. Hey, Jonathan.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I've got a brand new asphalt driveway. I'd say it's about 3 years old, and it's developed one brand new crack, and it's probably, I would say, a quarter to 3/8 inch thick or wide. And, you know, I tried to, like, as it started to crack, like the first year, I tried to go to Home Depot or whatever and put some, you know, asphalt filler in or whatever it is, and it just keeps on expanding.
Yeah.
And the question is, do you have to cut something like that out, or how do you fill that in, or do you just kind of wash it forever, or how does that work?
Yeah, so a crack like that after a couple of years is pretty common in this climate, that asphalt expands and contracts, you know, year over year.
Right, correct.
So that's going to happen. And yeah, if you get a crack that fine, it's really, really hard to get any kind of filler in there to stick. A lot of times if a professional company would come out and to do it, they've got a router, almost like a wood router that, you know, you use on the edge of a wood, and they'll route that crack out to widen it out just to get enough sealer down in there so it can stick. So, yeah, you may, if it's a really, really small crack or narrow crack like that, it may have to be routed out to get a good amount of sealer down in there. And then I would suggest like a rubberized crack filler in there.
Let's see if we can squeeze you in, Leanne. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, we're at a condominium, and we have an asphalt driveway and parking area. And I know that the asphalt needs to be sealed. How often and why?
So there's a couple of the reasons that people like driveway or asphalt sealer. One is aesthetics. It gives you it's like putting a coat of paint on a house. It gives you a nice black surface again. It helps melt the snow and ice. The other is if you're parking a car or a truck in the same area and it drips a little gas or oil, that sealer will prevent that gas or oil from penetrating down into the asphalt and destroying it. We recommend every other year on the seal coating, maybe even longer, maybe every 3 years. You need to let it wear down a little bit before you put another coat.
Let's head to Muskego. Good morning, Sandy. What's going on?
We built our house in 2005. We put the driveway in 2007. The garage floor, the driveway is dropping down one end at least 3 inches and then goes across to like 0 degree. You know, it's even. Also, the stoop that goes up to the front porch, that is coming away, and the gap is about 3 inches now, too. They told us when they did it they were putting rods in to the garage floor and rods into the porch itself. But it's still happening. So I don't know if it has to be mud jacked or do we have to replace everything?
Dr. Wolf, Dr. Morris?
That's a really good question. It sounds to me like when they backfilled, you said this was a new house?
Yes, 2005.
Yeah, when they backfilled around the house, they didn't get real good compaction, would be my guess, and that soil is settling and it's just kind of taken everything else with it. Now, if this was 12 years ago now, I'm going to guess that most of your settling is done. So
is it mud jacking that we would do? Is that going to help?
Yeah, Todd, what do you think? I would suggest starting with the less expensive route, you know, see if you get a mud jacker's advice in there.
Yeah, that's what I'd recommend as well. You know, worst case scenario, yeah, you'd be looking at replacing. But, you know, if you can go the cheaper route with the mud jacking, That's what we'd recommend.
Sure. Gotcha. And that's the ultimate recycling because you're not wasting any materials. But where the stoop is concerned, it depends on the thickness of the stoop. And you know, if they can't drill through steps very well.
Yeah.
And so the stoop might be connected to that walk, and maybe they could punch that walk up and bring the stoop with it. So that would be tough.
Okay. A couple of text questions for you guys from Jeff in Cedarburg. What thickness in asphalt should a residential driveway be, and what's the anticipated life of that driveway?
So there's a couple different thicknesses that you can go for your driveway. The standard thicknesses that we generally see out there are 2.5 inches or 3 inches. That's going to be enough to handle the weight of pickup trucks and cars. If you have something that's a driveway that's going to take a little bit, you know, heavier loads, if you have septic trucks, dumpster trucks, things like that. You know,
your
then you're
fuel
gonna,
guy for our wonderful winters, keeping your furnace fueled up.
Yep, yeah. Then you're going to want to go a little bit thicker with a 3.5 inch or a 4 inch for your thickness. And as far as longevity is concerned, what would you say, Sean?
I always say the average lifespan of a driveway in Wisconsin is about 15 years, give or take a year, a few years. You know, okay. I've seen them last 20.
All right, let me piggyback Andy's question. Andy's in Paddock Lake, so got a house about 20 years old, original asphalt driveway. Got some tire grooves, large cracks that he's repaired. Used a thicker refinishing sealer over the past 3 years since he bought it. How long do asphalt driveways typically last?
He's right there. You know, if you can squeeze a couple more years out of it, you'll be lucky. But it's probably time to start budgeting for a new one.